isn't it? No, I see.
No different word. If they're just riding horses.
Stable to what I was trying to think.
And do you have a word that you can recall for a place where cows were staked or penned for milking?
Shed, a milking shed.
And an enclosure or shelter for hogs and pigs. And maybe outside of a barn.
Sty. That ain't what that is. Oh, isn't that? Is that
that's
right?
I don't know.
His pen is what we'd say.
Pig
pen.
All right. And a place for milk or butter or a type of farm or processing.
Dairy.
And the place perhaps outside of the barn where the stock are kept or fed.
A lot.
All right. And the place where cows or sheep graze. Out on the...
pasture.
All right. And to weed cotton with a hoe is called
hoeing cotton.
And do you have a distinction for
chop cotton?
Well, do you know a difference between to chop and to hoe?
I think so. Chop, you take out they plant several seed and they chop all except one, and then hoe is just to cultivate.
You know, I learned that just today from someone else.
Well, I've had a varied life in that I lived a little bit out, and we had a small dairy when I was growing up, and we farmed a little. So
well, you're really very good, I think, informant for this
well,
time, because I have learned so much about this. And the size and shape of a section or an area for a certain crop, tobacco or cotton, out in the...
one would be a... All I think of right this second is a plot, but that isn't what I'm trying to think of.
No, let's go out and... That's a real pretty...
field.
Another one? Did you ever say? What about with cotton? I think this may have come to me from children's stories, perhaps more than any
well,
real.
I think I've just gone blank.
What about an Uncle Remus situation? The little animals out in the cotton
field.
Field, or did you ever use patch?
Oh, sure.
You've heard patch?
Yes, I'm sure to have.
What about a lot? I don't believe we use lot, or a piece. Would you ever hear anybody say that they use a piece of cotton or a piece of tobacco?
No, we don't use that. Patch we should.
Patch,
or field or something of that kind.
What about a woven or a nailed enclosure to keep animals from going across somewhere else?
Garden.
The thing that is up, you know, the
fence?
Yes. Mm-hmm. What do you know different
types
of these? Mm-hmm. Can you describe some of them?
Well, a picket fence and a board fence and a... What did I say first?
Garden fence.
Well, the garden fence. Barbed wire fence. Mm-hmm. And then there's hog wire, which is little squares that keep them small animals.
Do you remember that kind that was pieces of wood split?
Oh, yes, rail.
Mm-hmm. Is that the only word you know for that kind of rail fence?
No, split rail. What's it called?
I'm not familiar
rail
with
fence.
Rail fence.
Is right, though.
You've never heard of worm fence?
I don't know that.
All right, and at intervals in a wire fence, you have to have something to fasten it to for support.
Mm-hmm.
And one is a post, and several are...
Mm-hmm. Post.
And something we don't have, I don't think, around here at all, but loose stones were picked up and placed together to make a fence.
Wall, a rock fence, a wall.
But this is rather unusual,
well,
is it not?
Betty built one out at Crystal Hill. Is there rock walls? And
how wide?